Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio, and in the studio with us, we have a special guest, Kathy Merryheart. Kathy is the owner of the smallest art gallery on Main Street in Ortonville, and she's also a member of the Big Stone Arts Council. Welcome to the studio, Kathy.
Well, thank you, Paul. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing real good.
Good.
And thank you very much for having me on your radio show.
Yeah. We got a lot to talk about today, don't we?
We do. I have a variety of things I'd like to share with you.
Okay. How are you handling the heat wave?
Like I said, lots of air conditioning and trying to find all the shade I can when I'm outside.
That's right. I don't do well in hot weather, so try to stay in the shade as much as I can.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yep. All right. You have some big events. The Big Stone Arts Council has some big events coming up. Why don't you tell us about it, Kathy?
Okay. So I'd like to share what's happening in the area with the arts. The Smallest Art Gallery has a number of exhibits that are coming up, along with art classes and art crawls. And the art crawls would be the Big Stone Arts Third Annual Art Crawl, along with the Meander Art Crawl that will be happening this fall. At the Smallest Art Gallery, I showcase up to four artists during the summer season from around our area, as well as outside of our region. I also bring in a number of different art instructors, and I teach a number of different art classes. As an example, mono printing on a jelly plate, acrylic painting, and watercolor painting. So far, all my art classes I teach are introductory, and all art supplies are provided. We just concluded an art exhibit of encaustic wax art and acrylic paintings created by Vicki Riddell from Wheaton, Minnesota. But if you missed her art exhibit, you will still be able to see her artwork at the third annual Big Stone Lake Regional Art Crawl this Saturday, June 12th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. There will be around 20 artists located right downtown Ortonville. The artists are located in the different businesses on Main Street. There are maps showing the locations of the artists downtown in the stores, along with postcard flyers that you can pick up in Ortonville, as well as right here at Q92 radio station. I am also one of the artists exhibiting art for sale. I will be located at the Smallest Art Gallery. The next art exhibit will be Richard Krogstad. Richard now resides in Ortonville, Minnesota. He moved to Ortonville from the Twin Cities. His exhibit dates are June 15th to July 11th. His artist reception will be Tuesday, June 15th from 4 to 5:30 p.m. The title of his art exhibit is the Big Stone Series. This series is an abstract representation. Richard states that the images are recognizable as subjects in nature, but he portrays them in a less literal way. Richard has been a lifelong artist. He has shown his artwork in Minnesota, Iowa, North Dakota, Massachusetts, California, to name just a few locations. His artwork also hangs in American Ambassador's residence around the world. His artwork is part of an art collection at Mayo Clinic, Cargill Corporation, American Express, Wells Fargo Corporation, to name just a few locations you can see his art. Richard is an accomplished artist, and we are very lucky to have him exhibiting at the Smallest Art Gallery. Phyllis Jose from Hancock, Minnesota will be teaching an art class. Phyllis Jose is a printmaker and book artist. Phyllis will be teaching an art class called Accordion Bookmaking. This class will be Thursday, June 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. This art class has been quite popular, as this is the fourth year we have had Phyllis back to teach it. All supplies are provided for the students to use. Each student will have the opportunity to make three books. Phyllis will bring a wide variety of beautiful hand-printed papers for students to use to make three accordion books. Students will learn the process of making books so they can continue to make books on their own. The books make nice handmade gifts as well as journals. Carrie Cokie Bonk is an artist from the Appleton area. The title of Carrie's art exhibit is Rhythm and Blues. Her art exhibit is from July 23rd to August 15th. There will be no in-person reception. Carrie's art exhibit will showcase a number of watercolor and encaustic wax paintings along with echo printings on fabric. Carrie is intrigued by nature and all that it has to offer an artist. Carrie does a beautiful job of showcasing nature in her paintings as well as on fabric. Carrie has been an artist in the Meander Upper Minnesota River Art Crawl since its inception. You can also watch PBS Postcards interview about Carrie Koki Bonk on PBS.org. Deb Meyer has been a Madison, Minnesota resident for around 30 years, but Maynard would know the exact number of years as to how long Deb has lived here, as she is his wife. Deb's art exhibit is August 19th to September 17th. Her artist reception is Thursday, August 19th from 4 to 5:30 p.m. The title of Deb's exhibit is Sri Lanka in Watercolor. Deb Meyer, through her watercolor paintings, is able to share her experience of a mission trip she took 15 years ago to help the villagers recover from a devastating tsunami. I find Deb's expressive watercolor paintings remarkable. She is a storyteller with a paintbrush. I have been acquainted with Deb through her quilting and crafting. I feel fortunate to be able to showcase Deb's very first art gallery exhibit at the Smallest Art Gallery in Ortonville, Minnesota. I also heard that Deb Meyer will be the new artist in the Art Meander right here in Madison, Minnesota at the New Mercantile. The Meander Upper Minnesota River Art Crawl is October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. The Art Meander is always the first weekend of October. Feel free to stop in the smallest art gallery during artist receptions and visit with the artists and view their artwork. You can also stop in during business hours to enjoy artwork that is being exhibited, and also sign up for an art class if you wish. The business hours are Thursday through Sunday from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., but you will find the art gallery open at other times for artist receptions, art classes, and when I am painting. I try to offer an art class almost every week. If a class I am offering doesn't fit into your schedule, you can contact me and we can schedule something that will work for you and several of your friends or family members. Like us on Facebook and check out my webpage at www.thesmallestartgallery.com. You can always stop in the Smallest Art Gallery to say hello and to check out the artwork on exhibit. Thank you so very much, Paul.
Yeah.
For your time in allowing me to share what's happening in the arts in our area.
Well, Kathy, I have been to your smallest art gallery in Ortonville. It's an amazing place, and I love that name, Smallest Art Gallery. How'd you come up with that name?
Well, several reasons. One, the building is really quite small. The other one is when I went on the internet to buy a name for the art gallery, that was one particular name that was available.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you're going to have a busy summer at the Smallest Art Gallery, huh?
Yeah, we're planning on it. We're planning on a lot of activities, a lot of classes, and we're really looking forward to people coming to view the art exhibits.
Yeah, I know you mentioned Deb Meyer there, and of course we know Deb very well, and she's retired now, and she's really enjoying her retirement, and I think she's more busy now than when she was working, being involved in art and stuff.
Yeah, well, I've seen a number of her paintings, and I hope she continues to do a lot of them.
Right.
They're phenomenal.
Yep. And what are you exhibiting again?
I will be exhibiting a wide variety of watercolors. I also do acrylic paintings along with collage, and I've just recently in the last year or so started working with mono printing and have found it to be quite enjoyable, and I'm also teaching classes in it.
What is mono printing? What is
that? So mono printing, you work on a jelly plate that actually feels like a hard-boiled egg once you take the shell off. And so it's kind of got a jelly top, and you apply paint using a brayer, and you also can use stencils. You can create stencils or take pieces from nature like leaves and flowers and petals, and you can add that to the plate, and you make printings. And so I make a variety of layers and create pictures and paintings. So I have a number of different items in my art gallery for sale that I have used the jelly plate on.
All right. Interesting. So if you're listening, when you're in Ortonville, make sure you put that on your calendar, or a must stop, the Smallest Art Gallery. It's between what stores there?
Okay, so Lingam Berries is a coffee shop just to the north. Okay. And then...
easy to find then.
Yeah, and then across the street in the next block would be the Ortonville Mercantile Gallery.
Okay, good. And I just want to remind everybody, this Saturday from 9 to 5, you said there's a lot of artists on Main Street. The Big Stone Arts Council is, what is it?
Sponsoring.
Original art?
Yeah. Okay. So this is all original art, and there'll be a wide variety of artists there. We're thinking 20 or more artists.
Wow.
And you'll find everything from beautifully handmade jewelry to paintings to photographs to clothing. Mm-hmm. There'll be a wide variety of things that will be for sale.
Also, it looks sounds like music too, huh?
Oh, yes.
That'll be fun.
Yes. And we do have music on Main Street. And
okay. All right, that's this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Ortonville, and stop by the smallest art gallery.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, thank you very much. Yep. I really appreciate the time you've taken to allow me to be on the air.
Well, always nice to see you, Kathy.
Well, thank you very much, Paul.
Kathy Merrihart, the owner of the smallest art gallery in Ortonville, and it is the smallest art gallery.
It is, yeah.